Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable. And so are you. Thank you for joining me. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. And yes, I did say love your addiction. I realize that most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them. They feel powerless over them. They become sad at their effects and often struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now finally remember who you are, and that is pure magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself, and the world for that fact, too? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes, your loving eyes? Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator, and I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God, but there are many names for it, like Source, Supreme Being, All That Is, Universe, Higher Power. Many of us have also forgotten that we are creators, too. Why have we created addictions? Well, I believe they're a magnificent tool for learning, and we'll touch upon that a little bit later on. Here in this third dimensional world, we have chosen to learn, to experience our lives through polarities, like night and day, hot and cold, male and female. And I believe that we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of connection to our source, our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this very often leaves a mark on us as children. And we start thinking that there's something wrong with us. I promise you, there is no thing wrong with any of us. My intention for today is that you open your hearts wide open, and accept the reality that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I really doubt whether anyone listening has ever dreamed of becoming the best addict. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so that you can now remember who you really are. Today we're going to be looking at realities. And did you know that our point of view creates our reality? I'm going to say that again. Our point of view creates our reality. Our reality is not fixed. It's fluid and it's pliable. Its pliability is dependent upon our feelings and our beliefs, which together create our reality. And you're going to be learning how to change the reality that may not be working for you. Addictions are learned behaviors, and they can be unlearned, just like anything else. If you have specific questions or comments, please call me at 516-453-9181, and we'll address them. Or you can go to the chat room. I believe that there are some problems with the chat room today, but if you're able to sign into it, great. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and harmony in your life. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs and dropping those feelings of not good enough. Okay. You today are experiencing the results of your feelings and your beliefs. That is your reality. Now, if you don't believe me, let me kind of give you an example that to me is pretty poignant. Here is proof of different realities. Let's say that I were to ask three brothers and sisters what happened last year on Christmas, and each one would tell me a different story. For example, one of the sisters would say, "Oh, it was a typical Christmas. Mom and Dad fought all the time, as usual." And one of the brothers would say, "Well, the dog got sick and threw up all over some of our presents." And finally, another sister would say, "You know, I think we all got such nice gifts last year." Now, who was right and who was wrong? Nobody was right and nobody was wrong. Each brother and sister was sharing his or her view of what happened last year on Christmas. So each one was living in his or her own reality. And that's how life works. Reality is a combination of your feelings plus your beliefs. And that equals your creation. So please hear this and get this straight. If you are struggling right now with addictions or codependency or anything else for that matter, God is not punishing you. You're the one making the choices, and that includes addiction. Nobody plopped addiction on you. Addiction is really an attitude adjustment. And we'll get into that in a few minutes on how you might, with your attitude, create an addiction. When you change your beliefs, you change your reality. So stop blaming parents, spouses, ex-spouses, children, and anybody else you might be blaming for your reality. Your reality is a reflection of your creating it. And if you really want to understand this, ask yourself, what can I learn from this reality? You may not get the answer right away, but it will come to you. And I'm going to read to you a story that's called Struggles of Life and see how you can relate that to the reality that you may be creating. Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her dad that her life was miserable, it sucked, and she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It seemed just as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. Her dad, a chef, took her to the kitchen, and he filled 3 pots with water and placed each one on high. Once the 3 pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in the second pot, and ground coffee beans in the 3rd pot. And he then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. And the daughter moaned and impatiently waited, and she was wondering what in the world was he doing. Well, after 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. And then he ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he said, "Daughter, what do you see?" And she quickly replied, "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee." "Well, look closer," her dad said, "and touch the potatoes." She did, and she noticed that they were soft. And he then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. And finally, her dad asked her to sip the coffee, and its rich aroma brought a nice smile to her face. "What does this mean, Father?" she asked. And he then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in the boiling water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with a thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put in the boiling water. And then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. "Which one are you?" the father asked his daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean? Does it matter which one you are? Not really. But know that if you are a potato, you become softer. If you're an egg, you become harder. And if you're a coffee bean, you have a wonderful aroma." Excuse me. I think that is a beautiful example of different realities. So you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? You might also ask yourself, where do your beliefs come from? Now, if you want to experience different results and create a new reality, here is one suggestion. Before you go to bed, make an intention tonight. You can say it out loud or you can write it down. And your intention can be as simple as, tomorrow will be a day filled with joy. Now, if you want to get real specific and talk about specific things that you want to happen, you can do that too. But I have found that when I ask for a certain feeling, then I allow the universe to provide situations for me that will create a day filled with joy, for example. So you make that intention before you go to bed. And then when you wake up in the morning, you make the intention again to feel how it is that you would like to feel throughout the day. Now, I use that every single day of my life. I make an intention on the way I wish to feel before I go to sleep, and in the morning, I make the same intention or a similar intention. Now, what's really interesting, there were times when I would have to leave in the morning and be on the road during rush hour, be on our I-95 expressway going toward Miami, which can be a terrific traffic jam. Now, rather than saying my intention is to glide through traffic easily and effortlessly, I found that when I say my day is going to be filled with joy and ease, that trip becomes very easy for me. The huge trucks will just get out of my way. Okay, now I know a lot of you are thinking, well, what about my addictions? How did you create your addictions? Okay. Addictions usually avoid us from looking at painful and hurtful emotions and feelings. And usually those are unhappy feelings that we have accepted in childhood. Does that mean we had a miserable childhood? Absolutely not. It could mean that. But we could have had a decent childhood with loving parents and still felt unhappy for any number of reasons. And I have another story for you to consider, and it's called The Obstacle in Our Path. This is a much shorter story than the other one. And please hear this and listen to it in terms of creating your reality. Once upon a time, there was a very wealthy and curious king. This king had a huge boulder placed in the middle of a road, and then he hid nearby to see if anyone would try to remove the gigantic rock from the road. The first people to pass by were some of the king's wealthiest merchants. Rather than moving it, they simply walked around it. And a few loudly blamed the king for not maintaining the roads, but not one of them tried to move the boulder. Finally, a peasant came along. His arms were full of vegetables, and so when he got near the boulder, rather than simply walking around it as the others had, the peasant put down his load and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. Well, it took a lot of effort, but he finally succeeded. And then the peasant gathered up his load, and he was ready to go on his way when he saw a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The peasant opened the purse, and the purse was stuffed full of gold coins and, surprisingly, a note from the king. And the king's note said that the purse's gold was a reward for moving the boulder from the road. Now, the king showed the peasant what many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our condition. So I'm asking you, what is your boulder? And what is the reason that you put it there? So what is your boulder? What is it that you don't want to feel? And instead, you sedate your feelings with whatever your choice of addiction is. Because that's what an addiction does. It's a distraction from what's really going on, and you actually give your power to that addiction. Now, what can you do about it? Well, you can change your attitude. And one of the best ways that I know of changing an attitude is by putting yourself first. When you put yourself first, you experience your power. And I doubt whether anybody would say that living a life filled with addictions is putting yourself first. You may have thought that erroneously when you first started, let's say when you first started drinking or gambling or doing drugs, smoking weed, whatever your addiction is. And what you need to do is ask yourself, once you start putting yourself first, ask yourself a simple question like, what do I need to do next? What do I need to do next to regain my peace or my joy or my harmony? Whatever it is that you're looking for. Because you will get that answer. So, with the stories that I've told you, and with the understanding that we all live in our own reality, you now know a way to change your reality. But you have to look at things differently. You can change your reality by changing your feelings and your thoughts. And your thoughts really become your beliefs and then your creation. Now, some of you might be saying, but my husband cheated on me. How did I create that? I didn't want that to happen. Well, you may not consciously have wanted that to happen, but you may be sending out the energy, because we are energetic beings. You may have been sending out the energy that you're worthless, that you're not good, that you're not good enough. And he picked up on that. So I'm hoping that you can see how you do create your reality. And many times we co-create with another person or we co-create with the group consciousness. Remember, at one time, the group consciousness was everybody thought that the world was flat and that we could fall off of it. Well, we know that's not true today, and I doubt whether there are too many people who still believe that. But that belief that the world is flat or that the world is round, that is someone's reality. So, I'm going to ask you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? And possibly be the lover for the addict whom you love. And if you'd like to find out more answers, you can reach me, Jude Albright, at beingrecovered.net, BEINGRECOVERED.net. So I'm asking you, where do your beliefs come from? Think about that one for quite a while. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. So please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth, your love, a worthy reality, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. What if you started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Would that change your reality? Everything that you've done to make yourself wrong, will you uncreate that now? Will that change your reality? I send you loads of love. Bye for now, and stay beautiful.